Hello, my name is Chris Manning, and I'm here to share with you the fruits of my ever-evolving story. Through guided mindfulness meditation, I hope to help you live a deeper, more meaningful life. Please join me on this sacred walk. Let's continue to learn to meet life gracefully, however it decides to show us. Hi. Last time we focused on relaxation, on being relaxed with a body that might be full of tension and a mind too. This is very difficult to do, but if we can cultivate a relaxed attention in meditation, being at peace in all the stress and tension, imagine for one moment, imagine how this ability would impact your life. So it's a worthwhile thing to cultivate this peace within in stressful situations. Let's do a quick meditation for about 10 minutes or so, using the breath as our stable center. Close your eyes gently and sit upright. Bring your attention as usual to the sensation of breathing at the nostrils. Focusing just on the part of the nostril where the breath, the touch of the breath, is the strongest. Feeling the breath from this one point all the way in and all the way out. The gentle flow of air over this one point. When the mind wanders, come back to the touch of the breath, feeling how these sensations change ever so subtly. Now imagine a stressful situation. This could be reliving a recent experience, or one you imagine in the near future. If the situation is too tense though, you might want to choose an easier encounter for now, or you might feel brave and dive straight in. Now be in that situation. Seeing it unfold, hearing it, feeling bodily sensations. And instead of being drawn into the storm and mindlessly swept away, imagine just standing in the center of that storm. Feel roots of strength growing from your feet down into the earth. See them twisting under the ground, holding your position fast. As you're watching this situation, don't lose touch with the breath. Keep feeling the in and out and watch the scene unfold. The storm inside of you, that rising physical and mental tension, urging you to react to the storm that's outside of you, that person, or situation provoking you. What pictures is your mind creating? What words is the mind speaking to you? Where in your body can you feel sensations? You stand firm, strong, able to hold this situation, calmly watching. You welcome the teaching being delivered by life, knowing that this exposure will strengthen you. Feeling your breath, you see the tempest begin to run out of energy. Nothing can go on forever. That person, that situation, is running out of steam. Those feelings inside your body may be starting to settle. That mist in the mind beginning to clear. And there you are, centered. You didn't react. Instead, you grew new pathways in the brain that will help you not to explode into reaction that upset. Open your eyes. Now in life, if we don't manage to stay calm and centered during the storm, if after only 2 seconds we get drawn into reaction, that's 2 seconds of strengthening new pathways. As we strengthen new pathways, old ones begin to grow over. Non-reaction can become our default mode. Pema Chodron says, when we are willing to stay, even a moment with uncomfortable energy, we gradually learn not to fear it. Imagine the power of that. Imagine what kind of a force for good, for yourself and others, you would be if you acquired this superpower.
I'd be really grateful for that. And that's it. That's it for this week. So have a great week and thank you for tuning in and see you soon.